Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Africa is one of the most climate-vulnerable regions in the world. The continent's share in historic greenhouse gas emissions is minimal, with less than 3% of the global total. The countries in the Horn contribute 0.1% of global emissions, but are currently facing their sixth consecutive failed rainy season, a climatic event not seen in 40 years. More than 30 million people have been affected by the drought, and over 9 million livestock have died. Millions of people are displaced, mostly women and children. After six consecutive years of below-average rains, the humanitarian crisis in the Horn of Africa is expanding and deepening. Ethiopia is among the worst affected countries in the Horn of Africa. This has eroded the food security of millions of people. And in the past 3 years, communities have faced a cascade of repeated shocks that have diminished their ability to recover from them. Five back-to-back failed rainy seasons, the worst desert locust infestation in 25 years, COVID-19 and the outbreak of conflict in northern Ethiopia have caused many rural households to lose their productive assets. This has created additional stress in the already overstretched capacity of Ethiopia as a result of hosting large refugees. I would just like to seize this opportunity to highlight some of the issues that needs utmost attention. Number one, the drought in Ethiopia has a devastating impact on the people and the livestock. These impacts have rippled into poor crop production, income loss, and high levels of malnutrition and food insecurity. A staggering 6.8 million livestock have died as a result of the drought. As families face severe food insecurity, many have left their homes in search of food and water and pasture for their animals. This crisis requires ambitious, scaled-up global action to address its destructive impacts. We need to better address the systemic nature of risk, invest more in preventing and anticipating future disasters. It is critical to enhance the resilience of affected countries' food systems and to bolster their ability to deliver on food security. Number two, the affected people are in urgent need of life-saving humanitarian assistance, such as food, water, healthcare, shelter, and livestock-related assistance. As of June 5, only 23.6% of the 2023 humanitarian response plan to Ethiopia is funded. An efficient, timely, and unearmarked funding will save millions of lives. While appreciating the support from partners, I kindly request partners to act before it's too late to avert the humanitarian crisis. Number three, the conflict in Sudan not only affects Sudan, but also its neighboring countries, including Ethiopia. Neighboring countries are faced with increased humanitarian needs resulting from the cross-border displacement of close to 500,000 refugees, asylum seekers, and returnees who have fled to these countries. Hence, the need for a coordinated and timely response, including through life-saving humanitarian assistance and unearmarked funding. Mr. Vice President, the priority should be saving lives and then protecting livelihoods. While providing humanitarian assistance, Ethiopia also needs a sustainable development support. People cannot rely on aid assistance for long. We need a long-term sustainable investment in development. We believe striking a balance in relief and development endeavors is important. In our view, development is also an immediate need of our people and cannot wait. Finally, I wish to conclude by stating that Ethiopia will remain committed to providing principled and coordinated humanitarian assistance to those who need it throughout the country. I would also like to use this opportunity to thank partners who provided support so far.